St. Joseph,
pray for us.
Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adrian, here with a man. He is indeed a man. And most people don't know this about this man, but light travels at the speed of Ramon.
Ramon.
Yeah, you is. Today, we're going to talk about the one, the only...
St. Joseph.
Yeah, we are. Our scripture today comes from...
1 Samuel... Chapter 3, verse... 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verse 10. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
Delicious.
That's right. So we're talking about St. Joseph. We've done this in the past. We've covered this this novena that we do in the past. But I want to read something from the... I'm going to put a link on the podcast notes. And I want to read something that's right underneath the photo of St. Joseph. It says, "We know Joseph was a man of faith, obedient to whatever God asked of him, without knowing the outcome. When the angel came to Joseph in a dream and told him the truth about the child Mary was carrying, Joseph immediately and without questioning or concern for gossip, took Mary as his wife. When the angel came again to tell him that his family was in danger, he immediately left everything he owned, all his family and friends, and fled to a strange country with his young wife and the baby. He waited in Egypt without questioning until the angel told him it was safe to go back." That is the kind of faith that we need as men. That is the kind of trust that we need as men. That is the kind of humility that we need as men. And we've been talking about humility, we've been talking about trust in the last couple of podcasts. And this is the embodiment of humility, of trust, St. Joseph himself. This is going to be a two-episode one, because there's a lot of
ground to cover. I like how it's split up in, well, no kidding, it's a novena, but it's the 9 days, and... Foster father of Jesus. We've spoken a lot about being that father figure for our fellow men and for our fellow brothers in Christ. I always like to share a lot of stories with you, Adrian.
Yeah, you do. And I about like the stories.
Yeah, I don't have one like in particular, but just yesterday, I was at work, and this guy. He was so funny. I was taking care of some stuff, right? Like putting, actually what I was telling you earlier, like doing the returns, but this was yesterday. So I was going through the medicine bin and what have you. And then he's like, I accidentally made eye contact with him. And, so he approaches me and he's like, "Hey man, you look like you're from the hood." So he definitely got my attention. I was like, I just smiled and I was like, "Hey, let me ask you something." So he started telling me his problems, and then he used the I don't even know if it's a phrase or a word, but he went like whoop de woo, and then he's like, "Yeah, you know, I'm from Vegas, and me and my girl this, and blah 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 blah." And he's like, "What do you think, man? Like, I don't know, like you look young, but you look very wise." I was like, and then I told him what I thought about, because he was having issues with his girlfriend, and then I told him, I don't know if I should share the advice, but I just basically told him to be more gentle with her, not be weak, because there's a difference. Yeah, not be weak, but be firm but gentle. I know it's kind of a contradiction there, but state the truth with love and kindness. That's going to show her how much you love her and how much you respect her. And in turn, she's going to give you, I mean, if she's worth her salt, you know, she's going to definitely reciprocate. And that's just a solid foundation for any relationship. And then he just looked at me. He's like, man, I knew you was going to keep it real. And I know I'm already spending too much time on the foster father portion of it.
But if I may tie it in, if yeah, we wouldn't interrupt.
Yes, no, please do.
There's this one little part that it says, God gave you a heart filled with heavenly supernatural love. Mm. A love far deeper and more powerful than any natural father's love could be. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not just going to start pointing out the crappy dads that are out there, because we don't need that. We don't got time for that. So we're going to focus on what's important here. And that's basically what we tend to do a lot. You know, you have an opportunity to do this all the time. You know, people will ask you stuff. They will, and that's the opportunity that you have. And we're not asking you to go out there and find whatever chance you get to interrupt people like I just interrupted Ramon and give them your 2 cents. It will come. You know, people will approach you, like when you make eye contact at the store or whatever, you know, people are going to approach you because there's something about you. That in and of itself is the affirmation that you need. You know, that someone is approaching you, that means that they see something in you. They may not be able to explain it, but maybe you can by giving them exactly what they need. And that is a piece of wisdom with love and kindness. And I think Father Mike Schmitz was talking about this one in one of his videos when he was talking about the people that formed him and how there was one particular leader. I don't know if he was a bishop or what. I can't remember the context, but he was saying that he was kind of like a padded wall where it's mm-hmm. so gentle and kind. But if you push, it's not going anywhere. You know, and so that's basically what we're being called to do. And it's not that we're going to be doing this out of our own strength, but rather through the strength given to us by God. So with that, we're gonna jump right to the second day, virginal husband of Mary. Now we're told that we can believe so many things about Saint Joseph. You know, there's a couple of things that we can believe. Theologically speaking, this is the explanation I got, and the explanation that I've read so far. This is it, that there's a couple of possibilities. Possibility number one, Saint Joseph was a solid dude. He married Mary and Jesus was there. Then he died. That's it. Second thing is that Joseph was a widower. He was older. And he was basically just keeping Mary safe. Like, it was just like one male figure to watch over her and the child so that they would not be destitute. So that they would have someone to lead them as a man would lead a family, and so that they could have a roof over their head. I don't like that one. I'm not gonna lie. I don't like that one. Because then that means that Saint Joseph was an old, frail man who was just basically a sugar daddy.
Well, wasn't he like in his 30s or 40s, something like that?
He's still
solid, man. Yeah.
This is such an important job that I want to believe that Saint Joseph
was a stud.
Was very much a stud, and I've gotten nothing else other than that out of prayer, you know. And the one thing that I want to believe too is that there's someone out there in the history of humanity that God chose and gave all these blessings to, that he would be able to live in such a situation that he would not dare touch the wife of God. That there's someone in our history, such a man that would have that kind of dignity, that kind of fortitude, that kind of manliness to do what we believe traditionally that he did, which is he loved one woman in such a way that he was there to protect her virginity. And one mm-hmm. of the things that I like about this is that somewhere in that prayer, that long prayer for that one day, this prayer educates us. And it says that Mary really belonged to you with all she had, all she was and had. You had a right to her love and obedience, and no other person so won her esteem, and obedience, and love. I'm just reading because I don't know where to find it. But you were also the protector and witness of Mary's virginity. By your marriage, you gave to each other your virginity and also the mutual right over it, a right to safeguard the other's virtue. This mutual virginity also belonged to the divine plan of the Incarnation, for God sent his angel to assure you that motherhood and virginity and Mary could be united. And so, you know, there's all these arguments about Joseph having more children with Mary and all this stuff. But honestly, that comes out of human weakness. That comes out of our inability to think that, that I could do something like that. It's not about you. It's not about me. But just because we can't do that doesn't mean that St. Joseph didn't have the ability.
No, it's not that tough. It's just, being a pure man.
Yeah.
It's just really not. Dude,
easy
really,
for
really,
you to say. You're the purest really, child of God.
But really think about it. That there's still so many people out there that wait until marriage to have sex. Yeah,
that
like a lot. Like I know a few. And I'm not involved in any church group right now. I'm not. This is the only ministry I do. And you're probably the only dude I openly talk about being. Well, no. Let me trace back, because I know I'm going to say it incorrectly. But you're the only one that I say, got this, pray or that. With other people, they know I'm Catholic. Not just because of the little bracelet I wear.
It's very cute. I was going to mention it.
Oh, yeah. It has the saints. It's actually a good conversation starter. It's like, oh my God, you're the saints. I'm like, yeah. Or you get the haters like, oh, you worship the saints too. Like, nah, bruh.
You worship the saints.
let me educate you. Let me educate you on them saints. Yeah, but it's really not that difficult. It just, people say, oh yeah, it was easier before because there weren't that many distractions and girls used to be more modest. And that's another thing too. It's like, well, girls used to be more modest. Like, bro, no, don't stop blaming the culture. Stop blaming women, fashion, all that nonsense. It's like you said, Adrian, it's more of a reflection of your morals, your character, and the filth that you have inside of you that makes you not believe it. And just because your weak self cannot control that urge, it doesn't mean that it's not out there. The that type of purity is not out there.
Or that it's not possible.
Yeah, that it's not possible. That it's, and again, you know, we're not saying that sex is bad or that having those thoughts are bad. We've already covered this in the podcast, but it's rather how you're directing that energy, those thoughts, those actions, that etc. It's not uncommon to find a 20-something, 30-something year old virgin because they choose to save that for their spouse. And I'm talking about people that are in a relationship. And I'm not just talking about guys that can't
get
a number, you know, that can't get a date. Yeah. I'm talking about dudes that have a girlfriend, a fiance. Yeah, it's not that many, but it's not that few either. I know a few. Yes. Virtue, honor, and I don't know, maybe.
Nah, virtue, but that's honor. But the reason why he is, like on the third day, it says, man, the man chosen by the Blessed Trinity. That's a good transition.
Yeah.
I like that.
Not just any idiot is going to be chosen by the Blessed Trinity. Not a lot of stupid people get chosen by the Blessed Trinity.
Except for us, too.
Except for us.
Yeah, buddy. I like how it begins, though. St. Joseph, you were the man chosen by God the Father. He selected you to be his representative on earth. Hence, he granted you all the graces, blessings. Yeah, wait, sorry, I messed it up. All the graces and blessings you needed to be his worthy representative. That's another lesson that we get from here, you know? It's that he gives us everything we need for the mission he gives us. And that's one of the things that I get from this right here. And at the end, we ask that he intercede for us. And we give God thanks for having made him the man chosen by him. And we pray that we may obtain the grace to imitate the virtues that he has, so that we may also be pleasing to the heart of God. You know, and one of the things that we can do is we can ask for God to break our hearts for the things that make his heart break. Because that's one of the characteristics that made St. Joseph.
I don't really have much to say here. This is pretty much self-explanatory. Man chosen by the Blessed Trinity. And it just, I'm going to repeat what I said. Not a lot of idiots. Actually, there's a few idiots. You know, I went to Mass just a few weeks ago. I think it was a little bit before Easter, and then the priest. The priest was funny, man. He was saying that, yeah, you know, God chooses a lot of idiots to be the great leaders of the church, you know? He's like, yeah, I'm not the great leader of the church, but, you know. Yeah, it was funny. He's like, yeah, but if he can do wonderful things with me, you know, he can do wonderful things with almost anybody. Look at St. Peter. He was such a tough guy, such a bonehead, and he's the Rock. You know, what a name, the Rock. And upon that rock, he built his church. But yeah, he doesn't just choose anybody. That's a thing. He doesn't just choose anybody. And like us, he didn't just choose you because you... There's something in you. There's something in you. Just like you know, going back to the foster father one. Just like that man saw something in me. Maybe because he thought I was from the hood. I don't know. But there's something about you. And if there isn't, give your heart to God and God will make something out of you. Because like Adrian has said in the podcast before, God doesn't qualify the chosen.
Wait, no, he does.
God doesn't choose. The English is hard. No, God doesn't choose the qualified. He qualifies the chosen.
Yeah, he does.
So all of that to say this.
That was well said.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
No problem. Another thing that he made himself available and he acted upon that answer. His fiat was doing. He is the faithful servant, as day 4 says. And every time I pray this, I think of the phrase, you know, you had one job. Because it starts with, St. Joseph, you lived for one purpose. To be the personal servant of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. That was his job, that was his mission in life, and everything else flowed out of that. To be the personal servant of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Imagine if we all took up that mission, that purpose, that job. You have one job, I have one job, to be the personal servant of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. How that's going to look is going to be different for all of us depending on our vocation, but it's the same job. You have one job, I have one job. Because of Christ himself, we have noble birth and ancestry. We have graces and gifts that God so generously pours out for us and on us. And so all of this is to serve him better.
Every last part of every day, it says, St. Joseph, I thank God for your privilege of, then insert here. But my favorite one is... out of all of them, day 4, which is the faithful servant. It says, St. Joseph, I thank God for your privilege of being God's faithful servant. That one, every time I pray it, I actually say that every day. Because I'm not the most faithful servant, but I am still his servant. And it really is a privilege. Just the man that I'm becoming, the man that I'm going to become, the man that's walking as straight as he can. The man that somehow started recording some podcast.
93 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's not nothing, man.
It's not nothing.
It's just one little step at a time, you know. One little deed at a time. To be a faithful servant.
So pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferrum.
Aquitur.
Sort of.